saw you, I only heard of you. Hugging up the big monkey man, I never saw you, I only heard of you. Hugging up the big monkey man. Now I know that, now I understand. I'll get out of the monkey man.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. I am really excited to be here. We just heard a song by Amy Winehouse, an artist that I wouldn't normally play on this particular radio show because this is a punk rock show, and Amy Winehouse, known to be a singer of a different genre of music, but today is a special occasion, and it's International Women's Day, and today we're celebrating women, ladies, and girls in punk rock and rock and roll music overall. I'll be playing you songs by the bands which are female fronted, or just, you know, girls and boys singing together. So we're celebrating girls and ladies on the International Women's Day in rock and roll and especially punk rock music. First of all, I'd like to send my warm congratulations to all ladies, girls, and female listeners of CITR. Thank you for listening for our radio station, because I think if you're listening to CITR, this radio station on 101.9 FM, that means that you have a great music taste. And I personally love ladies with great music, and that's, I think this is girls with great music taste, they're incredible, and I have full of respect for ladies with great music taste, and especially to the listeners of CITR. I also would like to send my warm congratulations of the happy International Women's Day to all the girls and ladies here at CITR, our station manager Brenda, music director Sarah, volunteer coordinator Zoe, advertising coordinator Megan, and production manager Grace and Penny Clark. Happy International Women's Day to all the female programmers here at CITR as well. And always, I'd like to wrap up quickly. I'll try my best. I'd like to also to wish a happy International Women's Day to my most important ladies in my life, my wife, my mom, and my granny. I'm spending so much time on this, you know, congratulations, because in Russia, the country I was born in and I am from, International Women's Day is a huge, huge deal in terms of that's an official holiday, and it's usually a long weekend. It's a big holiday. It's one of the biggest holidays of the year. So it's really, really a big deal. So I was raised in the environment that International Women's Day is a huge thing, and you know, we give presents to the ladies. And I still remember when I was a kid, me and my dad, we woke up on March 8th, and we had to clean the whole house, and we were in charge of cooking the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the other thing I remember, that we were not allowed to listen our rock and roll music. My dad is a huge music fan, and we were not allowed to listen to the Russian, to the rock and roll music, because my mom and my granny, they were listening to some Russian folk music and some Russian pop music, which was not really our cup of tea. So I still remember you know, being a kid and celebrating this day. That's the end of my story. Anyway, today we're celebrating girls in punk rock music, and we started off things with a song which was originally written by Toots and the Maytals, and it was performed by Amy Winehouse of her ska 7-inch, and I can call myself, I don't think I am a fan of Amy Winehouse, but she did a pretty good version of this song, so I decided to play for you. It was a Monkey Man. Let's start with some music. Let's start with the song by the band Distillers. They are probably one of the most popular female-fronted punk bands in North America, and I'd like you to play a song called Drain the Blood from their last studio album, Coral Thing. So let's listen. This is International Women's Day on CITR, and this is Distillers with Drain the Blood.
I'm living on shady faith, kind of likes to restrict your breath. Never been a better time than this. Suffocate out when you turn a blend in a city. This wasn't so much shade, you see me rise above and take its place. The heart pumps until it dies. Drain the blood, the heart is wise. All my friends are murdered. Hey, all my bones are mirrors in all these fiends want teenage men. All my friends are murdered. It's our way. I never met a boy quite like you. Could shimmer and rot at the same time through. There's never been a better time in this town. Bite your hand out the frosted evidence. All my friends are murdered. Hey, all my bones, no marrow in. All these fiends want to teach me. All my friends are murdered. So here we go.
Oh, cups of tea. One for you and one for me. Drown out the pain from polluted acid rain and flaming gasoline. Until we're clean. Two dead police. One for hope and one for peace. Watching government lies leak into your empty eyes from the TV. And when it's history, three dead police. One for thanks and two for please. In every single town, every officer is down. All dead police. All dead police.
International Women's Day, observed since the early 20th century to celebrate women's solidarity in the fight for equal economic, social, and political rights. Here at CITR, we are celebrating all things female with a 24-hour marathon dedicated to women's issues and, of course, women in music. Tune in March 8th for your local and independent source for International Women's Day programming.
Rosie, 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 the Riveter.
Yeah, this is correct. Congratulations to all the ladies and girls and women to International Women's Day. We're celebrating here today on CITR, and as the ad states, today is 24 hour of celebrating ladies and girls in music, arts, and radio, and basically celebrating and being excited and being happy and being celebrated about the ladies. Today on the radio show We All Fall Down, I'm playing for you some punk rock, mostly punk rock bands which are female fronted, or at least, you know, girls and boys are singing, but all the bands, there are girls in the bands, and today I'm celebrating girls and punk rock. Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you in this past block of music. The last one, it was Star Fucking Hipsters, the song Two Cups of Tea from their album Until We're Dead. Before that, we heard a band from Russia called Scarlet Pills. They are from St. Petersburg, and it was a song called Bad Luck from their album No One Will Live a Life for You. That was a request for my friend from St. Petersburg, Kostek Xenomorf. He suggested me to play this band on Twitter, on the Twitter page, and it's really awesome that he is listening right now to the show in St. Petersburg, and it took us only about a minute to figure out the request, which song to play, and thanks to the power of Twitter and internet. So that was a band called Scarlet Pills from Russia. Before that, we heard Blood Command from Norway, from Bergen, Norway. I played you a song from an EP. The name of the EP was Hand Us the Alpha Male, and it was a title track. Before Blood Command from Norway, I played you Golliwog from Ribnica from Slovenia. That's a really small town. According to Wikipedia, the population of this town, Ribnica, is 3,300 people, so it's a really small town. And Golliwog, the band are from there. I really love this band. They are my favorite Slovenian punk band, and they're really, really, really good band. I don't know what to say. If you like them, there's a stream of their album on punknews.org, or you can find their album on the internet. Golliwog, that was a song called King of Hearts, Plug Allegiance. I guess that's the name of the album. Plug Allegiance, and Golliwog from Slovenia. Before that, we heard Canadian psychobilly great band called The Creep Show. That was a song from their debut album called Grave Diggers. The Creep Show, they are from Burlington, Ontario. Before that, we heard Horror Pops from Denmark, from Copenhagen. And that was a song of their debut album as well. The name of the album, Hell Yeah, and it was a song called Where They Wander. And I opened this block of music with Distillers, probably the most famous North American female-fronted punk band. That was a song called Drain the Blood, the opening track from Coral Thank's last studio album by the band. Let's move on. I don't think I can play any, you know, do a show without any pop-punk music. And since today we're celebrating girls in pop-punk, I'll play you a little bit of pop-punk. Let's start with City Mouse, one of my favorite recent bands, with the absolutely fantastic soundtrack called Dumb, Dumb, Dumb. So let's listen. This is City Mouse from Riverside, California, and a song called Dump, Dump, Dump.
What have you done? You dump, dump, dump. You had a free one. Dump, dump, dump. The devil on your shoulder. But you can't straight up. I wanna see you old and gray. I don't wanna see your body when they drag it out the lake. I wanna see you old and gray. I don't wanna see your body when they drag it out the lake. What have you done? You dumb, dumb, dumb. You hurt everyone. Dumb, dumb, dumb. The devil on your shoulders, getting older and older. Devil on your shoulders, getting older and older. Devil on your shoulders, getting older and older.
was a quiz I took in a magazine when I was bored at work last week. It said, how would you rate your relationship? Out of a possible 100, our score was 40. According to the experts, it means we're just okay.
I'll spend the night with my TV. And I'll admit, my favorite songs are all the same, but at least I think I can relate. I'm talking to myself, it's great.
At least I know there's always room for some second guessing. That song sucks. These songs are jumbled. Maybe I'll just scatter all across the floor. I won't be bothered anymore. And these are the reasons that I can't ignore.
I'm
to strike me.
CITR is your campus and community radio station, rocking out from room 233 in the sub from UBC's Point Grey campus. And this year, for 24 straight hours, starting midnight Monday, March 12th, students will be claiming the airwaves as their own. It's 24 hours of student power, and it's only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Summer, you get an 8+ and 50 gold stars!
Boom.
interrupt your FemCon for a moment to bring you this public service announcement. March 8th is International Women's Day, so keep it tuned to CITR 101.9 on the FM dial or online at CITR.ca for 24 hours of Women's Day programming. And now, back to the music.
Yeah, and we will be back to the music very shortly after I quickly announce you what I just played for you. The last band, it was the Dalmans, all the way from Moss, and the city is located in Norway. That was a song about dancing with Joey Ramone, and that was a song from their self-titled album, The Dalmans. The Dalmans, they are a family band, and singer Lynn and guitarist Andre, they are a married couple, and they are like the main people in the band. And I read the review about the band, and someone wrote that it's like the girls from ABBA had children with Joey Ramone and they formed a family band, something like that. I think this is pretty much a pretty good explanation of the band Dalmans from Norway, who were dancing with Joey Ramone in the last song. Before that, we heard the mixtapes from Cincinnati, Ohio. It was a song about Ride the Lightning. The album Ride the Lightning was mentioned in the song, and it was from their last studio EP called Hope is for People. Before that, we had Short Attention, the very short song called Quiz, and it was from their album /7-inch Clever, Maddening, Annoying. Their MySpace says that Short Attention is the world list recognizable supergroup, features current and former members of The Yorks, The Unlovables, Dirt Bike Annie, and Steinways. The whole idea of the band, they do super short songs, that, you know, the band's name Short Attention kinda explains it. All their songs are about 20-30 seconds at maximum songs, very short songs, usually in between of 15-20 seconds, and their album I think has around 37 songs, but I think you can actually fit it on 7-inch, something like that. Short Attention, they are very, very funny and cute ensemble of musicians who sings very short songs, and we heard a song called Quiz about relationship. Before that, we heard The Throwaways from Calgary, Alberta. That was a song about Mikey Erg, and it was from their split 7-inch The Spastic Panthers. Johnny, the name of the band is Throwaways, and they are from Calgary, and they are recording a brand new studio album, and it should be out very soon, because I saw on Facebook that the CD release party is happening in the next couple of weeks. So The Throwaways, that was an old song, but they're coming with some new songs, and I will play them for you sometimes in the future as soon as I get my hands on this new album by Throwaways from Calgary. Before Throwaways, we heard Full of Fancy, the song about Mikey Says, and it's a band from New Brunswick, New Jersey, and it was from the album Sweet Baby Jesus. And I opened this block of pop-punk female-fronted music by a song from City Mouse. City Mouse, they're a band from Riverside, California, and it was a song called Dump, Dump, Dump from their self-titled EP, which came out last year. Let's move on. You know, it's a very, today I was going through the songs I have prepared for you. It's a very, very eclectic and very geographically eclectic episode I've prepared for you. Of course, today we're celebrating girls and rock and roll and punk rock music, but, you know, turns out I have songs by the bands from Canada, Russia, USA, Norway, Slovenia, Japan, and Denmark for you. This is pretty geographically eclectic, I think. Let's move on. The last block will be extremely eclectic, geographically eclectic, because I have bands from Japan, Russia, and obviously Canada. Let's listen. I'd like you to start with the band Yum Yum Orange. This is a great band from Japan. I discovered them when I still lived in Russia back in 2003. I heard their album called Orange Juice, and it's extremely happy music. They call it J-ska, Japanese ska music. It's absolutely unbelievably happy music, and I don't think you can be sad and at the same time listen to this music. Let's listen to it. It's Yum Yum Orange, all the way from Japan, and it's a song called Sunny Sunday. Right.
trust in me, I'm not deceiving. They won't let me be. I tell them that I got a man, but they don't seem to understand. Believe me, babe, I'm doing all I can, but the pressure's more than I can stand. You know that you are still my greatest treasure. You are my favorite guy, but why should I deny yet another pleasure? You wanna make me cry. The boys will tell me it's a shame. In fact, they think you're kinda lame, because I am a foxy high-class dame. I deserve the best and the rest, cause it's mine to claim. Well, they tell me, yes, they tell me, while they woo, I'm just too good to be true. I'm just too good to be true. I'm just too good to be true.
I told you one, I told you. told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before.
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We're almost done here on CITR. Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you and we will be done. The last song, it was by the local band The Valuables. It was a track called Knocking on My Door from the band's self-titled EP. Before that, we had St. Petersburg Ska Jazz Review. And this is a band from Russia. And they had a song called Too Good To Be True from their album with the same title. And I'll be doing an interview with the lady who used to be a singer in the band, and there's no Russian accent. She was actually from all the way from States, and she used to be a singer of this band, and I'll be doing interview in a month with her, and we will be talking about the Russian music scene and all that stuff. Before that, we heard a band called Shluz from Moscow, and they did a song called Aktrisa from their last studio album Prilichna, and then we heard a song called Yum Yum Orange from Japan doing a song Sunny Sunday from their album Orange Juice. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. And I also have the music blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. You can download the episode there as well. You can check out the set list of songs I've played for you. And on the right side of the blog, there's a list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you so much for listening. That was a special edition of the show celebrating International Women's Day. And I'd like to finish with another song by the very cute lady. Her name is Laura Stevenson. She is playing in Vancouver on Monday. She is opening for Andrew Jackson's Jihad at the Media Club. And I'd like you to play a song when she does a cover of a song by Bomb the Music Industry. And the name of the song is It Kisses to Be Winning, Whining If You're Still Shedding Blood. That's the cover song and the very hypey name of the song. Thank you so much for listening. That was We All Fall Down. Happy International Women's Day. And this is Laura Stevenson and The Cans. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sing the fucking songs you told the world to sing. Sing it right unless you want to fail. Listen back and punch the things that you don't like. You can do it right in just one take. You are good enough. You were never good enough to sing your own song. Oh, so perfect. If you fuck this up, you fuck the record deal and respect of all our famous friends. Drift too far and it is inaccessible. Doing right, we worked as hard as you. Let's start a band. This is all that you can do.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from UBC. Today is International Women's Day, and we're celebrating that with a number of different special broadcasts. Today, my name is Daniela, and it's that every day, actually. But today, I'm going to play for you a collection of poetry and short stories by women all over the world. We're going to start this off with Maya Angelou, phenomenal woman. Maya Angelou has been awarded over 30 honorary degrees and has been nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for her 1971 volume of poetry, Just Give Me a Drink of Water Before I Die. In 2011, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian honor in the U.S. Here is Maya Angelou with Phenomenal Woman.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and